So are you just going to ask me questions and I can answer it and then we'll go from there? And you can edit out anything that makes me look stupid or if I say something really messed up that needs to be gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk about how much we hate Scott guys.
Just in my tickle.
I want to.
How you doing, people?
Wake up. Feel fine. Grab my baggies off the clothesline. I want to wake up. Restore. Thinking back on the night before. I said yeah. I said yeah, then I did it. Having
it
not a
feels
second
like a rape
thought.
Dungeon in here.
I know exactly what he tastes like.
I said yeah. I said yeah, then I did it. La 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 la.
Just your mic, homie.
Okay, here's the show.
Aaron Gordon got robbed. All right, do we got the board and we know what we're doing here or what?
Do you want me to write this stuff on the board? Would that make it easier?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, on it. Let me put my phone on vibrate. All right.
Let's check everybody's levels. I want to make sure. I was having some of our voice levels were a little off last few weeks, so I want to kind of fuck with it a little bit.
Okay.
Hello.
Testies.
All right, so while we're doing this, do the bricks thing. More info. What do we want to say anything about this? Just meeting up, hang out, have a beer?
Yes.
You're not going to be in Bangladesh in Tool that day, are you?
Depend on what day is it again?
It's next Wednesday. Man, you're fucking me up, Scott. What are you doing?
Yeah, I got nothing in my left ear.
I think I'm having a stroke.
My left ear's gone.
Help. Nope. I'm having a stroke. My hearing's... Hello? Oh.
Oh, I did not like that. Whew.
There it is. But you're really adjusting the mics here. What's the name of the show? That's like when they say the name of the movie in the movie. Right? Anybody?
Yeah. Let me get those kids quiet.
Yeah.
Riley. Hey, you guys, shut your mouth, buddy. I love you.
I'd love you more if you were quiet.
I'd love you more if you were quiet. He closed the door. F you, Dad. Uh-oh, Scott's laying down the dad voice.
God.
They don't respect it.
No, of course not.
They don't see dad
So
shit.
We do anything up there? Is there any kind of like swag giveaway?
Should we?
We should definitely bring the stickers. Like anything we can bring.
Let's place Jenga.
You want a Jenga competition?
No, I'm not good at it.
Because I suck and it gives me major anxiety.
Yeah.
Like, I literally just, like, wanted to be like, we're going up there to go eat, and whoever else wants to show up and eat with
us
and
hang
out.
Let's make it easy.
Right. Like,
we'll put Joe at the end of a table, and he can sign autographs and stuff.
He ain't going to be there.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Well, good evening, everybody. How's everything going? We're episode number 34. Can we name it the Walter Payton episode, the greatest running back of all
Walter
time?
Walter Payton.
Shout out to Chad Cook. Tonight,
shout out Chad.
We have the Scott.
Well, hello there, everybody. How are you today?
The Scott.
You look a little older today, my friend.
You do.
Birthday boy.
Older. I feel older.
You look
older.
Sexy and older.
I look older.
More tired.
And we got writing on the whiteboard, Miss Colleen.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
It's been a while. I'll bring it back.
Do your thing. And for the first time in 3 years.
Fucking like at least months.
What's
the prodigal
his name?
Son.
I don't know his
returned.
Fucking name.
Before that, like, hey, Brent. Shout out to Brent, right?
Dude, yeah.
Like, Brent deserves the next shout
over
out.
Over me,
yeah,
for sure. Yes. Actually, he deserves a shout out over any of us.
Hey, Brent, please. Listen.
Brent, you got my spot.
I really love you. That's competition style brisket.
Yeah, dude. No shitting.
It's that good.
Like, you using sauce.
My stomach hurts.
Yeah, like you don't need sauce. You need no barbecue sauce for that brisket.
Yeah, we only brought it because I like the way that sauce tastes, but like we want to make sandwiches or something with the low-carb tortilla shells.
So good. It's
amazing.
It's great. Great brisket. And dare I say phenomenal?
It's worth using.
Phenomenal,
it, yeah,
for sure.
It's phenomenal.
Oh, yeah.
You should have had the pork belly he made me yesterday.
I should
have.
Like
when I had Kreiderman's the one night when I was drinking, I couldn't tell the difference.
I know.
Like, seriously.
Scary. It's scary fucking good.
Yeah.
And I'm here. I'm Charlie. That's
Charlie's
it.
Here.
That's it.
Looking real skinny.
No, not yet.
Yes.
He's looking skinny. He doesn't want to admit it.
You're like the S and the R and Slayer. Like, it is your tits.
I don't know what that means. That doesn't mean I'm skinnier.
Just, I see your tits bulge out on those two letters.
Everybody get a picture.
I do push-ups.
Oh,
a lot of them.
Yeah. Everybody get a picture of, or get a look at this picture that Charlie just posted on the Adjust the Mic page of Scott going balls deep on Brent's meat. Check that, dude.
Did you really do that to me?
That is. Look at the picture. It's amazing.
Why do you do this to me?
Because you're happy.
No, Charlie, my birthday, you posted a fucking bullshit picture up on
that
me.
Was pretty bad.
You looked cute.
On my fucking birthday picture. Of all fucking days. And then you, then at like 8 p.m., you text me, Spotify doesn't fucking work.
Yeah.
Like blah, 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 blah. So now on my birthday, yeah. I'm over here right where you're at, Colleen, and I'm watching a movie, and I'm enjoying my evening by myself. On my birthday.
Man.
And then Charlie has to fucking troll me on my birthday. Hey, work on the podcast.
Well, you know, Jason Miner wanted to just listen to it.
And work on the podcast.
And it was his birthday.
Yeah. And Jason's like, I just want to listen to the podcast.
Who knows when it's going to be fixed. It's an email's been sent to him. I actually resubmitted the podcast to
them. Sure you did.
There's four episodes that you can still hear on Spotify that
sure
work.
Sure you did.
But the actual show page and all the episodes are no. And Charlie, you're fucking so fucking annoying. Well, like, you've been doing this for like weeks now, and it's been building and building.
There it
and
is.
You're on the fucking edge right now, bro. I'm serious, bro.
I think you're on the edge.
No, I am on the edge, and I'm telling you I'm on the edge.
He's
it's like on Friday, dude. Like, I wake up at 6 in the morning to like a fat bastard.
That was Ben Stiller.
Ben Stiller.
From Dodgeball.
It's Fat Bastard.
From Globo Gym.
Yep. And...
I'm so uncomfortable
and
right now.
I'm losing it, bro.
What was his name?
And then you
Goodman?
Text me Friday night, and then it's Saturday. Then you try to do something Sunday. And I don't know, man.
I just wanted to know how you were doing.
You're all out here partying, doing all kinds of fun shit, and I'm over here stressed out trying to fucking.
I invited him out for
together.
A beer Sunday, didn't I?
You did, and he
a birthday
he
beer.
Down.
Yeah, because he felt bad because I made him feel bad over the
Friday
night.
Where were you guys? Joe said he couldn't come, and then you all were supposed to be there at 12:30. What happened?
Scott didn't want to go. I wanted to buy him a birthday beer. And then spit in it.
It's like, goddamn, dude, I can't have a... There's a picture taken wherever I fucking go. It's like I'm fucking Truman Show and shit.
Speaking of pictures
taken... I'm fucking
taken,
losing it. I'm going to fucking lose it like that motherfucker.
Good.
All right. Let's reel it in.
Yeah, speaking of pictures
so
taken...
So guess what today is? Today is Monday, not Wednesday. Why?
Because apparently the guy that never shows up...
Right.
Had this works for him.
Schedule.
Of course, I had fucking plans, like legit plans that I had...
Top priority, I can tell.
It's frustrating, man.
I had plans. I
there's also plans, peanuts in this picture, and if you look very far back into the background, there's a black substance that is actually locally sourced honey. You can see that in
Scott
picture.
Paid $10 for it.
Yeah, $10 worth of locally
sourced
honey.
That's a great price for that much honey. Should we talk about honey on this episode, Scott blowing up?
I'm fine.
Remember the movie Honey?
Jessica Alba? Tell us about your birthday.
Yeah, let's do that.
Had a barbershop quartet come to my office. And
you're lying.
To me.
No. Are you serious?
He sent me the picture.
Who did that? That
Hannah
is amazing.
The whole office was in on it.
It's awesome.
Like, here, I'll let you kind of hear a part of it.
I'm so happy that somebody actually did this.
I didn't know that was an option. Maybe a mariachi band.
Was it a Valentine's Day gift or a birthday gift or both? Oh my God.
I feel like I'm on Main Street at Disney.
And so this is happening with like the whole office staring at me and I'm red faced.
Why don't you post that on Facebook so everyone else
can
watch it?
I'm going to post it for tonight.
Joe, you look so confused right now.
It's like we're holding a phone to a microphone to play a barbershop quartet of some song about people who love Scott.
You got video. That's the video, huh?
Was that a bad thing to do? Should I have not done that?
You need to post a video on the page, man.
That's what I'm going
to
do.
That's pretty awesome, somebody that they did that for you, man.
It was kind of crazy.
It's awesome.
They listened to us talk about it, and then they did it.
No, it straight up embarrassed the shit out of me.
Yeah, that's good.
Like, I was so embarrassed.
That's good.
But it was awesome. It was pretty cool, though. It really was.
I post one little picture. I get shit on, but they get fucking people to... Ridiculous.
You deserved it.
So did you get, what did we do for Valentine's Day? Did anything?
I had to work. Okay. I worked a lunch shift and I'm not joking. It was the busiest lunch shift I think we've ever had. I was by myself and it wasn't like couples coming in or anything. I was just really,
depressed
really
single
busy.
People?
Oh, man.
By the time I got home, like, I got Valentino's because my favorite white pizza. Ooh, so and it was like, I knew keto was right around the corner.
I
so,
white pizza.
Man, that Valentino's in the mall, they never disappoint.
Nope.
They're
dude,
so
they're
good
so
every
good.
Single time.
Oh, don't sleep on their fucking chicken wings, man. Their chicken wings are amazing.
I didn't even know they had chicken wings.
Yes. I told the manager, I was like, dude, you need to promote these things. They're amazing.
Are they breaded?
No.
Oh, man.
I've never had it, but everybody talks about their Philly cheesesteaks.
I didn't know about...
They're amazing.
The white
never
pizza is just so good.
Yeah, it is. I love white pizza.
It is pretty good.
Yeah.
Because the red sauce gives me heartburn, so that's my go-to.
But we didn't really do anything else because he already did something the weekend before because he knew I was going to be working. And
Scott, you were sung to. It was your birthday. Other than that, you just hung out.
I just hung out.
That's it.
Yeah, I didn't do much after that.
Joseph?
Well, we were dealing with the fucking flu. So
it wasn't
quite as wild as I had planned initially. I had some things going on, but that didn't work out. So we actually just marinated. I didn't want to leave the kids with anybody, not with my mom or anything like that, since they weren't feeling their best. So I took the boys and Shauna and her boys, and we went to Victoria's.
Ooh.
Victoria's is good stuff, man.
Did you get the wings? That Scott talks about them all the time.
I didn't get the wings. I got the oysters.
Their oysters are really good,
too. Their oysters are killer, man. Just grub them. Love them.
Their wings are just unreal. Jared gets them at whenever he has parties at the
house. Do you do steamed?
I do lightly steamed normally. I'll eat raw, but see, when you eat raw, you got to have a cracker.
Big boogers.
Gotta be careful with the crackers. So.
I like them. I'll do them both. I like them lightly steamed.
Yeah, just a little just lightly bit. Steamed. Yeah, I don't want too much. I just want to take a little bit of that moisture away.
No, I can't.
They're so good.
I prefer them raw, but again, I'm not going to eat raw without crackers.
We used to do it at Rusty's a lot, too.
Yeah.
They used to go to the beach and then get oysters.
Yeah.
Hey, why don't you tell me about your date, Charlie? Because I see your necklace, and it is adorable.
Man.
Pretty sweet.
Yeah, Ava got me a unicorn rainbow necklace that says BFF on it.
That's awesome.
It's the best present I've ever fucking got in my life.
I mean, this girl, the kindness club,
right,
the necklace, like
know,
how...
Man.
How did
I
you
think
do
she's
it?
Saving up for when she's a teenager and all fucking hell's going to break loose.
Probably.
That's what I think's going to happen. But yeah, man. Best gift I ever got.
She's so sweet.
And
I don't think that's possible.
I told her here in the next month or so, she's going to go down and I'm going to get this tattooed on me somewhere.
Are you serious?
Awesome. Yeah.
That'd be awesome, dude.
With her name and everything. Get it.
She going to get a tattoo also?
I hope not.
She'll never get a tattoo. You guys will get matching tattoos one day.
Sure.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
My sister and stepdad did.
Yeah. So I'm going to do that. But yeah, Valentine's Day was good. We went to Tokyo Steakhouse.
Nice.
And ate like a... Double rice, no veggies, extra white sauce. Extra white sauce.
Oh, you gotta do it. You gotta do all
double
white.
Rice, no veggies.
And I got the one guy who goes butterfly, and he takes the butter and
they
makes
all
it
do butterfly.
No,
they
all there's
do
one
butterfly.
Real good one. He goes special salt from Publix, and he goes. Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, I like that guy.
God, he's so good. He's so funny.
The best guy ever was the one at Tokyo in Cocoa Beach.
That's what I'm talking about. Is that
the one you went
yep,
to too?
That, yeah, that's
his
him.
Name was Mike. He's not there anymore. He actually opened one up in New Smyrna. He drank Coronas.
Yeah.
And that's all he would, or Heineken's, I'm sorry. That's all he drank.
Was he just a random white
dude? So you just walk in. No, he's the chef. And he walks in and you hand him a thing of Heineken so that way he gets your table. Like you, you'll wait for him. Because all the other guys are kind of a little older.
We got there right at 5.
That's awesome.
Right at 5 when it opened. And we had a good time.
That's awesome.
Well, what else? What do you guys, what are we doing this week?
I went to the zoo today. I don't know if you guys
Brevard?
I don't know if you've been there lately, but they opened up the whole new rainforest exhibit.
It's been a minute.
And it includes an entire section of these huge otters. And it's like you can walk next to it like an aquarium or something. And these otters are just, man, they love the kids so much. They were totally
That's
all
so
about
cool.
it. Entertaining them. My kids, we have passes there so we can get in 30 minutes before it opens. So we made sure to get there 30 minutes before it opens. So there's nobody in there. They spent like 30 minutes, no joke, by the otters. And right next to the otters is a bunch of like fish, like humongous fish and stingrays and stuff that like the kids can just, there was no one there and it was so perfect because they were just having a ball and running around.
That's
and awesome. I didn't have to stress. But then, of course, as soon as the zoo opens, there's like 30 million kids on a field trip in there.
Yeah.
And it's my total anxiety.
Where are my kids? Where are my kids?
It was so overwhelming. We barely got to do anything after that. Like, you know, we went to the bird thing.
Yeah.
I try so hard, but those birds freak me out, man. They like the way their wings flap next to your head. Yeah, it's like,
Riley won't go in them fucking things.
You won't
man.
Go in there?
No, Riley ain't fucking awesome. Having it. Like, he's not having it. It's not going down.
I don't know so how funny. People can relax. Like, they're coming right at your
they're
face.
Everywhere.
That's what she said.
They're coming right at your face. Yeah,
that's what she said.
But it was a good time. I got to go with my dad. And he took off of work today, so
time
we had
pops.
3-on-3. It was
nice.
Great.
That's
yeah.
good.
Very cool.
You guys should definitely check out the zoo lately.
I don't like that bird shit, man. That,
don't go in the bird stuff. You know that now the kangaroos, you can walk with the kangaroos. There was a kangaroo literally just laying in the path. We had to walk around him. I'm like, oh, excuse us, sir.
What?
Let me walk over you just to get by. Yeah.
Is there bird shit just shit on people? Or
yes.
Something?
Yes. Yes.
That really happened.
Just
yes.
It happened to a guy right in front of me. I was
yes.
laughing
Damn.
So hard.
I've gone through there like 4 or 5 times and never been shit on.
Oh, man. This guy had 6 or 7 birds on him. And yeah.
I
he
need
got
to get them
crapped
on the podcast
on his back.
More.
That's yeah. disgusting. Yeah. Bird shit's disgusting, man. I did, like a month ago, I parked under, I was at Walmart and I parked under a tree. The tree's at the end. And I was like, oh, man. I'm gonna get some shade. I came out and bird shit all over my car. It was like there's 100 of them shitting
oh,
on my car.
No.
You got some it. Shade all right there, buddy.
Yeah, I got shade and bird shit all over my car. Hey, can we the voodoo doll?
Yeah, you want to name it?
I want.
What did you call it?
You
earlier?
Guys got to name
that's
it.
That's it. Whatever you call
it was,
earlier.
Well, Joe Boo.
Fucking, yeah, but Joe Boo's.
Yeah, can't call Joe Boo. I'm just saying. I was just saying like we need to give it a Joe Boo a name.
Right.
Like Joe Boo.
Hats for bats.
Yeah, we need to figure out.
Fuck you, Joe Boo. I do this myself.
I love that movie so
it's one of my favorites.
Much.
Yeah, it's so
I
good.
Watch it now. I can't believe my parents let
Willie
me watch
Mays
it when
Hayes.
I was a little kid.
I'm gonna make a post in a second and see if somebody comes up with a good name.
Yeah,
Russ, that's I'm betting on you.
We'll
Russ.
Let the people decide.
Yeah,
the people are over there, Joe.
I'm just fucking around. Apparently, Evan decided he could log into his phone and do something called U-Do.
What is
I'm trying
that?
To figure out what that? I don't know. I'm
what does U-do?
What is
I don't
that?
Know.
So you're researching, you're spying on what your son's looking at?
Of course.
That's totally
He's
appropriate.
Fucking 9 years old. I didn't
in the
that.
Middle of the show.
Right. Well, it's some Xeno Saga thing. So, well, I'm glad we did this.
What
Monday.
Is the Xeno Saga?
What is that?
I don't know. That's what I'm trying to figure out. That's why there's so much confusion.
I think
here.
He's
I don't know.
Like he's looking at porn over here or something.
He's watching.
Like,
he's watching
totally doing something different.
Brazilian fart porn.
I don't know. All right,
we'll wait.
Yeah. Do you think?
Oh yeah,
you come once every 3 months. You yeah, make us fucking ruin our
here.
Mondays.
Right. We get an yeah. hour and a half to do this,
bro. Like, I had serious fucking plans tonight too, like serious.
Well, if I could just figure out what this is, I'll stop.
Here, I'll just take a. We'll just do a break.
How long were we even recording?
All right, welcome back.
Hey, all right, welcome back. We're back. All right. Yep. Hey, hard to believe. Colleen's wearing a Nirvana shirt. Dave Grohl.
Listen. I listen to the latest podcast he did, and I'm so excited for his new documentary he's working on. Jeez. And, man, whatever. Y'all are haters, but...
Dave Grohl!
You know Dave Grohl barbecues.
Oh, God.
Gives out his barbecues to the firefighters and everybody else who is fighting those California fires.
But it's one of those things, like, I want to enjoy Dave Grohl, but... No.
Yes! I wouldn't be making that face, though.
Yeah. Is it more than just a, like, you want to smash?
No, not at all.
Hold
it's,
on.
No, seriously. Like,
you
want to
smash?
No, because, like, I just have so much admiration and respect
make me
for
grow.
Him. Like, no, he's not even
make
like.
Me grow.
Make
come
me grow,
on.
Dave.
Like, I've been asked this many times. I don't feel like that about him. There's other celebrities that are way more attractive.
More
he's growable. Not that guy.
Mark
but,
Wahlberg.
Like, the fact that he's so talented in Jane everything
Tatum.
He does.
Mark Wahlberg.
He did. Shout out Megan Bigos, Marky Mark.
Mark yeah.
She was obsessed with him. They have the same birthday. I can tell that
feel
every
it.
Single year. But yeah.
That's a little Chad Cook reference there, too.
You ain't lying.
It's all you, buddy.
You hang out with Chad Cook in his garage?
No.
About 11:30.
Yep.
Marky Mark's coming on.
No way.
New Kids
the
is coming
hour.
On.
Wow.
Shy Jodeci.
Yep.
Then oh, then we start going back to Jackson 5
yep,
and Dirty
man.
Diana.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
He goes down a rabbit hole, man.
Wow.
It's a blast.
Springtime Love by
yeah.
Stevie B.
Yeah, it's a blast.
Usually makes an appearance.
Yeah. Hey, so
what are we going to name that thing?
We need to name the voodoo doll.
I don't know. We need to let the audience help out because I don't want our just 4 lame ideas. We can do better.
We need a name for the group, too.
Yeah, we really don't.
What didn't BT try to start that the other day?
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
He came up with some good ones.
He did.
Yeah,
there's
a couple good ones.
Yeah, he did. Oh man,
I don't know what to call it.
I'm getting.
So let them decide. Maybe Stitches. We pick the top three and then make a poll and people can vote.
Yeah.
And it can be like,
that's a good idea.
It'll be
close.
Like Bodie McBoderson for
take
that
up
one.
Take a close picture of that thing, Scott, and send it to me and I'll put something on right
Hey, now. Do you want to do a prize for that or no? Or yeah.
We could.
Yeah, if you name it.
Yeah. They get it. Kick Scott in the dick.
They got to come collect it next Wednesday night at Bricks.
There you
yes.
go.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we're going to do it like more towards 7:30, guys, so yep. we have enough time to like record and then get our stuff together and get there.
Yeah, we'll go there, have some drinks, get some food, have the kids, bring your kids, whoever,
yeah,
you know.
We're literally just hanging out. Yeah. So don't.
It might just be us.
Yeah. And if it is, it'll still be a good time because we are a good time.
It absolutely could be.
Kara will be there.
We're always talking about going up there, so might as well. We should do that maybe once a month even, you know, start doing it like every
yeah,
month. You know,
a meet up once a month.
We'll do it like after we record. You know, we come in and we'll record. We can even try to start it earlier
mm-hmm.
and everybody will be hangry and then we'll talk about being hangry and mm-hmm. we'll go eat.
It's awesome because I'm excited because I'm not working.
Yeah.
Like it seems like every time, you know, you guys come in.
You'd actually be able to
like,
join us.
Yeah. yeah.
I'm going to get 6 scotch eggs.
I'd get 7.
Fucking love them.
Should.
They're so good.
The scotch eggs are pretty fucking
good. I hope that the
burger
of the week.
That new burger
yeah, you saw
real.
It.
Real.
What's the burger of the week? Oh, you tagged me on it.
I tagged you on it today.
Hang on.
Had a
tagged both of you.
Had a fried green tomato.
Yeah.
It
did.
Burger, man. Fried green tomato. There's ham on top, but then there's some other amazing things in there.
They're just trying
your
to
legs jelly almost as good as Charlie's now.
Really? They're getting that nice?
Look at that.
You
gotta,
the shoes.
You got to point your pinky toes.
Is that
pinky toe, you got to kick it out.
Oh, he's got the right shoes. Those Vans, like they
those
accentuate
nice
your ankles.
Accentuate,
yeah. Make your ankles.
Dude,
look
I'll
better.
Tell you right now, I love slides, dude. I'm wore slides everywhere I go.
So I love it how. So we post that picture of the brisket and Narnar Binks. Chris is so
here
serious about his cooking.
Yeah.
So it's gonna be funny because you know Brent he tries really hard. I mean he's very smart
it.
And he studies this stuff
crushes
and he just
it.
Does it. But I know how seriously Scalzi takes it. So he's asking him questions now. It'll be nice they could talk together because
yeah,
Brent never really
yeah.
has anybody to talk to about like actually
about
cooking
meat.
The meat and stuff. Yeah, because most people ask him questions, but he never really can get advice
get Jared,
from other people.
Jared's he's a meatologist. We call him exotic pork.
He's so funny, man. When I went to his house, he makes the tri-tips, which is
dude.
It's tricky to get
yeah.
those right.
It is.
But he, I'm like, how
he
do you,
knows.
What's the secret? He's like, well, I got this thermometer. And I'm like, oh, cool. You know, well, it's a smart thermometer. You got a phone and you download and it's got apps and it fucking cooks your meal. And I'm like, what, Jared, what are you doing, man?
Dude, he's got a grill that has a rotisserie that attachment that fits on it. Dude, this thing is surrounded by the fire brick.
Cast iron.
Like, dude, this grill is so heavy.
Game of Thrones.
It was in his garage, and it was on a pallet, and he was scared to like have it roll off the pallet that it would crack the concrete. This thing's so heavy.
Jesus
so
Christ.
He's like, Dracarys.
And this thing is on... this thing is on, wheels, and the wheels are like solid, like hardcore plastic wheels, like rubber wheels. This thing is...
Show
a thousand
your face.
Like it's like 500 pounds, bro.
No shit.
Like it's heavy as fuck. We just to be able to lift it, we had to remove all the bricks out of it just to move the damn thing. and now like so it cooks a perfect temperature. They did three or four chickens on it Saturday night for the All-Star game.
Ooh, how mad were you guys about that?
Aaron Gordon got robbed.
Does anybody care about
dude,
that?
The skills competition was fantastic,
working.
Was funny. Like people you didn't think were gonna win, like the Bam from Kentucky actually won. He's a Miami Heat guy. The 3-point contest, Devin Booker, everybody thought was gonna win, ended up somebody else won.
Yeah, nobody knows any of these guys' names.
It's Buddy Heed, yeah. He won, and but it was a really close competition, and it was like very like a lot of shots were made, and the dunk contest was awesome.
Yeah,
but Aaron Gordon got robbed.
I just don't feel anything for the NBA.
I can't even talk basketball with you guys because there's just nothing. I see blank eyes when I talk it.
Yeah.
It's just terrible. I'm excited to talk about it.
Hey, how I know a lot of people hate Trump, but how cool was it?
What did he do?
He took his presidential motorcade and his limo around the track at Daytona. And it looked like it was hauling ass. It was like actually really cool.
That's pretty gangster.
It was really gangster. I'm watching it and I'm like, they got the Secret Service and he's just doing his lap. Yeah. You know, he's in there and he's like, America.
You know, hey, kudos to his promo team because that, like, he is just right there where he needs to be promoting. You know what I'm saying?
Those people love him. So for sure,
he's one of the best promoters I think you'll ever.
He gets away with so much.
I know.
The shit he says, and it's just like, it slides right off.
You know what it is? It's just us as people, like, everybody's like trying to tell you what you can and can't say, how you can and can't feel. It's all in your face everywhere.
Yeah.
Right? So somebody out there is not giving a fuck.
Yeah.
And people relate to not giving, like, I want to not give a fuck like him.
And even people
he's not the right person to be not giving a fuck, though.
And even the people that don't
but
like him.
I get it. I understand where that relation comes because what is it? It's boring. It's politics and it's pointing fingers and they're both crooked usually.
Even the people that don't like him are like,
he's crooked as fuck too, but at least he's calling out the other crooked fucks. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Yeah, they're all fucking sorry.
They all are.
I feel bad, though, that Daytona 500, like, my father-in-law drove all the way from Port St. Lucie to see it.
Oh, yeah.
And then it got canceled. And then you can't even really get hotel rooms because everything's sold out. So he had to drive all the way back.
Oh, my God.
He drove all the way back again today. I'm like, hell no. He could have, like, stayed somewhere and died.
That's a hardcore part. I've never gone, but, man, they party.
Yeah.
Well, Sean Leonard and them, they go every year until the middle.
Really?
And they party.
I don't think, my father-in-law definitely doesn't party. They took me to my first NASCAR thing up in the All-Star race, was it North Carolina?
Okay.
And they were all like trying to tell me, you know, who to like and who not to like. And they're like, just don't like Jimmy Johnson because they all hated him. I'm like, I will like Jimmy Johnson.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
My grandfather, he married a lady and her nephew is a NASCAR racer. And I guess he was in the lower ranks and I guess he's been moving up. I think he's in the upper. I don't think he was in the 500, but he gets in some of those big races
his name?
Now. Dave Buescher or something like that. I'll find out.
That's cool.
But he's into it. So now my mom and all, they've never been into racing. Now they're all into racing and have all his shit. And I don't follow it.
I can't do
it.
I can't do it.
Like, we'd be at Thanksgiving or, I don't know, one holiday where there's a big race. And there's just like everybody at the family's house. And they're all just doing laps around the TV.
I can't.
Seeing is like, okay, this guy's going from this place to this place. And you're watching it for hundreds of laps. And for me, I was just like bored as fuck. I'm just
kind of like
I'm too ADD
about
for
it
that.
Right now. Yeah, just lost.
Joe, you have not been a part of this show from the start of. You've been on your phone the whole
basketball,
fucking time. So then you want to throw in. Then you want to throw
in. Riding around the track.
Are we going to talk about the XFL? Is anybody even watching it?
Oh, no. All
right, Joe, that was funny. Go back to texting.
No.
I went ahead and got some stuff done here on the
He's
website.
He's fucking ordering his groceries and shit now.
It's a good picture.
On the interwebs.
Yeah.
What does Scalzi call it?
Yeah.
Fucking Scalzi, like, takes it personal that we like Brent's brisket, I think.
I think so, too.
Start calling him out on it.
I'm sorry, Scalzi. It's just
God dang it,
my husband
post
was
food,
trying
you
to
the
be nice and feed us.
Scalzi, brisket, sorry please. Your brisket's not even close to Brent's.
Oh, man.
Scalzi, your brisket's fucking trash.
I'm never going to even try it now. If you're going to fucking attack our freaking show
if you,
chef.
You better not like bring
that.
Us any next
I don't,
Wednesday,
I won't even eat
dick.
It. I'll throw it on the ground and step on it.
I won't. I'll eat it.
Why not?
I'll eat all the
I'll throw it on the ground.
I eat all the brisket, son. You got a lot of boxes in this bitch, huh?
I got
a lot of boxes starting
I'm
to move,
for
huh?
More. I'm waiting for more, guys. Bring them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can definitely
Colleen,
boxes
you have boxes for me?
I have so many
Joe,
boxes.
I definitely want your box.
Yeah, are you willing
you
to
it,
use
buddy.
Diaper yeah. boxes? They are very strong.
Pampers?
I'll take some diaper boxes.
Yeah, man.
Huggies or Pampers?
Pampers.
Okay.
Pampers?
Making sure.
Do they have does it have the strip? Like the IP strip?
Oh, not anymore. They're not that old.
You know what I'm talking about?
I do know, and I hated
it
because
best.
I'd be taking pictures of the kids. I'm like, damn it, there's a blue strip in this picture.
Oh, yeah.
I can't post it.
The blue strips, like, they revolutionized the changing game.
It's like, come on. Like, you don't know the kid's diaper's wet. It's, like, not bulging
you
out
totally
or anything.
You can totally see,
yeah.
The strip just makes it good from the like, oh, yep. You gotta look.
So what's the whiteboard say now that I'm back in the paying attention here and not working for the group while you guys are busy rambling on about unimportant shit?
So our show's unimportant now?
No, the basketball. Thanks the a fucking lot. Everything we talked about. The 500. It. Trump and his fucking race car, whatever the fuck it was, while I was trying to get shit done.
What about naming the voodoo doll you got me?
If you noticed the phone, that's what I was working on here.
No, yeah, you were spying on your
You put
children.
The wrong picture in.
That took like 8 seconds and we took a break.
Like, how deep did you, how many freaking links did you have to click on to find out what your son's doing?
One, it pops up and tells me, but I don't know what it is. Anyway, so I did the voodoo doll thing here for Scott. I went ahead and posted an event about next Wednesday.
Are you
going to
do that, Charlie? Are you going to track your kids?
No, I already do.
I think I'll probably track mine.
Are you serious? I don't. I 100%.
Yeah, 100%. Absolutely. Everything yeah, they do.
Everything?
Screen time is monitored. Absolutely.
Yes.
Where's the level of trust? Like, you're not.
Fuck
like,
trust. I'm a parent. Yeah, exactly.
The kids,
my kids
are going to be even worse to their kids. Like, there's a level. Like,
I don't
gotta,
trust. I don't fucking trust my kids.
I think when it comes to online stuff, you have to be very careful
yeah,
about
man.
That. It's
sure,
not like
it's
I'm not saying
that TikTok
yeah.
and shit. You
sure.
know, fuck, you don't know what the fuck's yeah. out there, man.
TikTok doesn't man. Exist. It doesn't exist in my world. There's none of that shit.
Yeah. I know Ava got mad about that shit, too.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
You'll, figure it out.
You'll live a happy life.
So you don't
want to
hurt
it
you on
and you'll
TikTok
get over
at all?
Not no more. Watch Full House.
Yeah, exactly.
Fucking figure it out.
So you watch TV and the TV made you not want to let your kid...
No. No. I know what's on TikTok. I've seen what's on TikTok.
Right.
I see the rabbit holes some kids go down.
Right.
Gotcha.
I'm not judging. I
get it. I'm not judging either. I'm just asking.
If it's monitored.
Curiosity.
If it's monitored, but I can't monitor it.
Yeah,
like
I'm judging.
That,
so. I don't have other parents that I talk to about this stuff.
Yeah.
It's just me and the kids. Like I
yeah.
it's, you know what I mean? So I'm just asking.
But it's one of those things where listen, if she's on an app that I don't even fucking understand.
Exactly.
Like, I don't want to take the time to understand it. We're just not going to do it.
I guess like the way I guess I always think about it is like with my parents, they didn't know any of the apps and shit that I was on.
Because
there
was
I wasn't on anything
fucking
bad.
App.
I was just curious. And
back then, you know what app was?
I wasn't seeking out like...
Like I barely
could
play
like,
the SNCC game on my phone when my parents had to worry about what I was doing. Like,
the only app
was
we
no
had.
Apps.
Like,
I got punched in the face for playing Minesweeper.
Like,
I don't even understand what happened there.
I don't know. I don't want to play the computer.
The only app I had was the app with that box of pornos in the woods.
Yeah.
But that wasn't on the phone. That was just real life because phones
I had box of porno in the woods.
Everybody had box
of
porno. We
had magazines.
We talked about this one time before.
We had magazines.
If you were a teenage boy, there was a box of porn in the woods within 1 mile of your home.
We had a cardboard
guaranteed.
Box full of Playboys and we
guaranteed.
Put them out in the woods because they were in
yeah.
the garage
Sorry,
and they were my
out.
Stepdad's and we just took half of them. Because
yeah.
we didn't do, he won't notice. He's gone.
Yeah, exactly.
And then we had a clubhouse in the woods and we stapled them on the walls.
There you go.
And that was our clubhouse, man.
I didn't know that was.
As you walking through the woods, up look porno eggs.
Yeah, I mean that's us being on the internet. So our,
right.
I'm so
our
glad our parents
yeah.
didn't know that we did that shit. I mean, they got to fucking find shit out on their own. Like it's not like you know what I mean. It's not like
it's just ugly.
Teach values and stuff. You know?
But think about
yeah,
how
dude, but
terrible
saturation
you were.
Now. Oh
yeah, and
God,
how
dude.
Terrible you were at that age when you're that you're a boy, especially
what
boys.
What is the worst thing that you did at Ava's age?
Oh man.
I'm not saying this that I'm disagreeing with you.
Young.
I'm playing a little devil's advocate
How old?
Here. I'm
She's
just
11.
I'm for a conversation.
Eh, I wasn't quite
11.
So what grade is she in?
Bought cigarettes from the Oxyoak. Got into fights. Smoked cigarettes.
At 11 years old?
Yeah.
Did you really do that at 11 years old?
Yeah.
So I wasn't like. I wasn't
yeah.
even exposed to that.
Yeah, I do that shit.
Me
like
neither.
15,
bottle rockets and
yeah.
bottle rockets.
I
and trash
can understand
cans.
Why you are the way you are now.
And
mailboxes. I would be. I'd freak out if my kid was doing that at 11.
Yeah, and now that I'm older, like I'd tell my mom shit, and she'd be like, "No, you didn't." I'm like, "No, you have no fucking clue."
Without
a doubt. But you know, she's in just in denial.
I mean, the worst shit I did, I'd sneak out of the house.
Oh yeah.
And go like
not
hang
at
out
11.
With my friends.
I never did that.
No, like 14, 15.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. When I was 16, I snuck out and took my stepdad's car as rental.
Colleen, you're kind of looking at all, were you kind of, that's not a thing you did?
No, I was really, I mean, I was good until, I don't know, until high school,
I
guess.
Didn't have people around me that were bad, you know, at all. Like, I just, even my, like, people in just in my circle of life.
Oh, I hung out with some fucking.
No, I had people that were
right.
bad, but,
that
like,
the best.
I was actually really terrified of disappointing my parents. Like, it was, like, an issue, like, the anxiety it caused me. I mean, trust me, I hung out with Krista Moody, who would pick me up and take me to school every day, smoking cigarettes when she was 16. And, like, we'd go party in the woods and everything, but I was never...
Shout out to Krista Moody.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, man. I miss her. We used to have a good time.
Where she lives down...
She's beachside.
I don't beachside? Even know. Like,
yeah.
It,
yeah.
we
She's
lost
beachside,
track after...
Works at Rusty's.
She had a baby, and then that was it. It was like, yeah. No more seeing her.
That's shitty how that happens with so many people.
She was so young. She was still in high school.
Yeah.
So it was like... She went to Astronaut, I think, and then after that, it was like... I don't know. We just lost touch.
Yeah.
And then I had different friends. She had different friends, you know.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Amy and Holly got me in a lot of trouble, though. Thanks, girls. Partying in the woods, drinking keg parties every
Crystal
weekend.
Lake.
Yeah, because their sister would buy us the keg all the time. Their sister Heidi. We would just go.
We were there.
That one across from the Titusville Civic Center, like off by the railroad tracks, that gas station would sell us kegs.
Yeah, Chiefs.
Every weekend.
That's the one where Russ would wear the shirt, I'm 16, clear the road, and he'd sell them beer.
Yeah.
We'd get them from we'd get them from Sunny Discount on Garden.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Or on the Carpenter.
On Carpenter right there.
That dude was awesome.
He went to our school.
Yeah.
The kid went to our school that worked there.
Dude.
So it was just like, okay, cool.
Is that a thing now? Huh? Is that a thing now? Can kids get beer?
Do they
can't
try?
Do that, right?
I don't know.
Nowadays?
Yeah.
I think it's a lot harder, man.
I think it
probably, has to be.
Like, it's different now. See, that's why.
Nowadays, kids just design their own drugs.
I hated it. Like, I always hated when, like, my parents were, like, always in my business.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it just bothered me. And, like, I'll never do that. And my mom kind of was in my business. I guess my dad wasn't bad. But I don't know.
My parents always knew what I was doing with, like, the woods parties.
I'd be so stressed out if I was in their business.
But, like, they were cool with it because they did the same thing, especially, like, my stepdad, Jim, he raised me, so he's my dad. But
yep.
He partied in the woods. He was a member of the gun club. He was always like, you know, as long as you get home safe, like, I, you know, don't drive, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I know what you guys are going to do. They weren't being stupid about it. So it was always never, like, an issue. I just had a curfew and I had to be home by then and...
Well, you never really gave him a reason not to fucking trust you.
Right. But, I would always be home on curfew. Yeah. And, like, you know.
That's awesome.
Your parents never had to, like, pick you up at the police station or anything.
We're not going to talk about that. I was older.
Oh, shit.
No, I mean, like, I didn't get really bad until I was older, honestly. But
yeah,
that was just, you know, stupid drunken decisions.
Yeah, I remember that was a strong...
Wasted decision.
The strong arm robbery you had.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
That was pretty hardcore.
Drive-by shooting.
Gangster.
Oh, my God. You need to stop talking about this.
No, I want to know now.
No.
I think it's an interesting conversation how other people parent, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Their kids, because everybody has their own philosophies and ways and stuff, and it works. Like, there's kids that get over-micromanaged that end up being these amazing kids, or that turn into head cases, and then it can be the other way around.
Yeah,
it,
man.
It can be the same exact thing. You just don't know.
There's no directions, you know?
My kids
there's
will
no
get away with whatever the fuck they can figure out that I'm not smart enough to understand. That's what they're going to get away with. Because if I've done it, I know better. I'm not going to let it happen.
I know a lot, too. I mean, we sneak out and do
the
shit.
The reality is, though,
we don't.
We're just like our parents.
I just know.
Like, we think we do.
We don't know shit. It's all different.
I don't try to be their friend and stuff, but I'd like try to make it to where if you come and talk to me about something,
of course.
I'm not going to like give you a hard time about it. And I think they both kind of do sometimes. They'll actually trust me like that. So
I'll be cooking dinner.
Keep it that way.
And Ava will do that. She'll talk to me about all the girls in the class. Well, this one, she got mad because of this, and she's so much drama, Daddy, and I don't even want to be around her. And I'm just cooking, listening to these, and I have to try to remember these names.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't fucking remember none of them.
My kids, Allie, don't tell me nothing.
No, that's how Riley is. Riley, how was your day? Good. I picked my nose, Daddy. Sorry. Okay, buddy.
Nice. That's because Riley's not stressed out about
cool.
That shit.
No, he don't give a shit.
Silas now, he tells me everything.
Yeah.
Like, he goes, so-and-so, like his friend, he had this kid in his class, right? And they were having a problem. And I guess the kid punched Silas and Silas punched him in the stomach back.
Right.
And they both got sent home that day. And then after that, there wasn't much. Like, I guess the kid was messing on his paper a little bit. And Silas is a little sensitive, so he kind of gets mad about it and kind of yells at the kid and gets in trouble, right? Now the kid's drawing pictures and giving them to Silas. They're like best friends now.
That's usually the way it goes.
You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, it's exactly how it goes. And it's like, you know, it's this big ordeal in school and everything, but it's kids being kids, and then they're figuring their stuff out, man. They're adjusting to their social.
You know what's happening in my house?
Surroundings.
Even at 9 years old, I'm noticing the change. Meaning, Evan used to be this super sweet. He's still a great kid. Don't get me wrong.
But
he would always talk to me about shit. He'd want to like hang out with me and do stuff. He's starting to pull away. I can feel it. Like, what are you doing? Oh, I'm playing my game. What's the matter with you? All right? Yeah, I'm fine. Like, why don't you want to hang out? And he's like, I just want to play my game.
Yeah,
it's like he's starting to get that little testosterone buildup, starting to get his own independence.
Yeah, he wants to look
at
porn.
He's a little more like frustrated with his brothers. Whatever you do is probably
why don't you not check his porn, you know, site usage and give him a break?
kid 9 years old. He's not going to look at porn yet.
He's nine?
He's going to have to look a little
Evan's
harder at
nine?
This. Yeah. Evan's 9 years old.
He looks like he's 15, bro.
I know. Well, that's the thing. He was nine years old.
Yeah, don't let him do that. Exactly. That's not okay. I'm sorry.
No, if he's 15, like, go ahead.
Holy shit.
Like, beat it like a spider monkey, bro. But at nine?
I swear to God. I thought
he was. Oh, my God.
He's so, like, tall and big. Like, he looks old.
Evan's like 5 feet tall, like 100 pounds.
I'm like actually shocked by that. Dude,
and he carries himself like he.
I thought he was at least 13.
No,
I thought he was at least 13.
9 years old.
he looks older than Allie, like just in general. You know,
it changes everything though. Now that you know he's nine, right? Like all the stuff. Like, if he's 13, it's like, dude, if he wants to be on a website looking at a titty, like do what you got to do.
Okay, I was just making sure.
Like, nine years old.
I was gonna give him a break, man. But he will be 10 till August. Look at that. Track the fuck out of that phone.
Exactly.
My bad.
We're gonna add that.
You can't be mad at boys for doing what they're gonna do.
No, of course not. You just have to make sure it's appropriate. Just get out of hand.
Just
and
put it where you need to put.
Exactly.
Just figure your shit out.
Yeah. Like, don't ever like catch you like
from a woman's point of view with her son, like Colleen. It's like you're not looking forward to this, are you?
No.
Like, what do you do when you catch your kid?
I'm
doing
still trying
something?
To get through the younger years, man. I'm not.
You
even
pretend you don't catch him.
Just think, someday all your towels like you are going to be fucking crunchy. Yeah. You're going to have crunchy towels in your whole house.
I think we should take a break soon.
wait, Charlie, what would you do? We'll take a break. Charlie, what are you going to do when you first find out? Like when you catch your kid doing something.
I'm going to tell him, lock your door.
You're going to say, hey.
Listen.
You're not going to act. He's not going to. He's just going to act like he didn't know.
I mean, if it really
Listen, I understand. Do your thing. Please lock your door.
Right, exactly.
Because you don't want your sister walking in on this.
Right.
You don't want your mother. You need to lock your door.
And we know how Charlie likes to take pictures and put them on the internet. So God forbid you don't lock that door.
And Colleen, what are you going to do?
I'm not going to think about this right now.
Well, here's what I'll tell you. Here's one little secret tip, then we'll take a break. Whenever you're doing laundry, there's going to be a few socks at the bottom of the hamper. Leave them. Just leave them in there. They're meant to be
like,
at the bottom
like
of
bras?
The
like no, bras? Those, do you leave bras at the bottom of the hamper too?
Well, no, that's me. But I just wash those and give them to other people.
Jesus Christ.
Stuff. I had to throw that out there.
That's a totally different
story. Where is this going? Where is this
that
going?
That was on our Bug Nutty event. Yeah, that was the whole point of having his
Well, in all fairness, Charlie bailed on that, so don't worry.
That's true.
I bailed on what? I didn't bail on anything.
Bug Nutty.
So... I know we're going to break.
Yeah,
there's a podcast episode on a previous Adjust the Mic called Forest Green Sheets. Did y'all ever hear that one?
Forest Green Sheets. No, but I actually used to have Forest Green Sheets.
Okay. I had a waterbed with Forest Green Sheets. Okay.
Ooh.
I would lock my door, right?
Oh.
And I
Why are we talking about this?
Do my business.
You know what?
Do my business.
Take
you
a
both
break.
Go. No, this is the rabbit hole we're going down this month. Let's go.
Yeah,
I gotta go.
Thank you,
Colleen. Let's take a break.
I need someone to hear this.
This
would
be like nine sound
here,
clips on this conversation alone. Scott,
get the
go
fuck
ahead.
Out of here, guys. So I would do my business, right? But you know, I would use the sheets. I wasn't like
Colleen's
like,
out.
It was. I'd have my comforter. I had my comforter. I had your comforter, and then you have your Forest Green sheets underneath. So I'd be underneath, and I would just, it would happen.
Okay.
And then I would always say, okay, I'm going to wash my sheets, but then you get up the next day and you leave. And one day I remember opening my thing up, and there was like five or six little spots. And
what
it was like,
fuck.
And my mom washed those sheets, and you know what I'm saying? It's like,
she knows
my mom, she never, ever, ever talked to me about it. She never like said anything.
Colleen, help me.
She never busted me.
What the fuck?
You were the only one busted anything.
I was.
The name of this episode is
crazy.
Called Nocturnal Emissions, and then we're gonna take a break.
Four, three, two.
Scott, go away.
I can't go away. I'm home.
I love my mother too much. Triple bop pass when you pass by my ass. They use an ass. DBS fantastic. You get with some shake. Watch shake. Watch shake. Yeah, but. Thought I was a donut. Thought I was a donut. Sissy's in a donut
shop. Wish I could change that.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, eat.
Like, we just took a brisket break. A Brent brisket break. Right? Brent brisket break.
There you go.
Yeah, I don't know how much brisket was in there, but we single-handedly fucking just demolished it.
We went pretty hard in the paint.
I think there might be a bite out of the fucking pan.
Yeah. Colleen, I want to do some trivia. What's up?
All right, let's see what you got.
All right, let's just do general ones, fun ones.
No cheating, everyone. Scott's got a book over there. Is it Mr. Rogers' quote?
Our thoughts and our feelings.
Oh, the Ozzy Osbourne concert got canceled.
We treat other people. the way we love one another. That's what matters much more than what we look like.
That's dumb. Colleen, let's do some trivia.
All right.
How beautiful is that?
Some of these are easy, but I don't care because some need to be easy. Okay. What color are aircraft black boxes?
Black.
Blue.
Red.
I said black because
it's black.
They're actually orange, y'all. I even knew
orange.
That.
Didn't know it.
Because you got to be able to find them.
They're orange. That's why I said red.
Orange.
That's why I said red.
Why don't they call them a fucking orange box?
Yeah, orange box.
Anyway. What's
wrong?
Fucking orange box.
In which U.S. state was Tennessee Williams born?
Tennessee.
Texas.
Say it again. I'm sorry. I'm reading. I'm texting.
In which U.S. state was Tennessee Williams born?
Kentucky.
Mississippi. What kind of animal is the jackrabbit?
A rabbit.
Aardvark.
It is an aardvark. Fuck, I knew it was aardvark.
It's a rabbit.
It's a hare.
Close enough.
It's a hare.
Nope.
Same thing.
You're wrong.
Hare and a rabbit's not.
How long is New Zealand's 90-mile beach?
I'm going to go with 90 miles.
I, too, will say 90 miles.
Scott?
Scott, say 100.
89 miles.
55 miles.
Makes sense.
God, we suck at this.
These questions are funny. What is the main ingredient of Bombay duck?
Duck.
Bombay.
Fish.
That makes sense.
What do honeybees collect?
Oh, shit. Scott, answer this one.
They pollen.
There you go.
Well, it's pollen and nectar, correct?
Mm-hmm. Well, he's the honey expert, so.
I buy some honey on a fucking side of a goddamn road. And exactly. Now I'm an expert?
Yeah, apparently. You got that right.
Before Mount Everest was discovered.
This is why we can't have nice things.
Before Mount Everest was discovered, what was the highest mountain in the world?
Kilimanjaro.
The White Mountains. Mount Monadnock.
Monadnock? What the fuck?
I'm going to give you.
Say it one more time.
No.
I'd like to hear it. I want to hear the frame.
Before Mount Everest was discovered, what was the highest mountain in the world?
What was yours?
I said Kilimanjaro.
Mount Monadnock?
Nadnock. That's the fucking name of the...
Yeah, it should be.
Nadnock. The Andes?
It was Mount Everest. Even though it hadn't been discovered, it still existed, y'all.
Fuck.
Why you gotta be stupid to us like
Listen,
that?
Listen, I just found these questions and I thought they were funny.
At the end, don't do any of the questions.
I hate that teacher. In which month does Russia celebrate the October Revolution?
See, now you're doing this.
Now, obviously, it should be October, but I'm not going to say October.
November.
Right.
I'm going to go with June.
November.
April.
Charlie already got it with November.
Yeah, I knew that.
Gone till November.
In which country was the Caesar salad invented in?
Caesar.
Italy, Caesar.
The country of
Italy.
Caesar.
The country of Caesar.
Greece.
Italy.
Mexico.
Mexico. Mexico. Oh, you didn't let me say. I was going to say Mexico. It was Mexico. Yeah, I knew that.
Shut it.
Everybody knows that.
I had it. I got it.
The anchovies, it gives it away.
It's fucking Ireland.
What type of musical instrument is the English horn?
Ukulele. That's a guitar.
It's a trumpet.
Yeah, it's a horn.
An oboe.
Oboe.
It's a horn.
Didn't we go to school with him?
Bah!
Obelus.
Bah!
After which animal are the Canary Islands named?
A canary? A bird?
Bah! Yeah, bird.
That's their
Listen,
voice.
I can just tell you now, all of these answers are not going to be the obvious ones, but you can go there if you want.
That's all I mean. I'm ever going to give
a
you.
A turtle.
Okay.
You got to give us obvious. Look at us.
Turtle.
Yeah.
It's dogs.
Makes sense.
So bad.
How long did the Hundred Years War last?
105 years.
12 years.
44 years.
116 years.
Okay.
This isn't fun no more.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Remember that one time we all found out we're mentally retarded?
Yeah, pretty much.
Can you say that?
Sorry.
Are you allowed to say that word?
Do you want me to try to find different trivia questions for you?
No, we're learning. Have, like, you're learning. For 5 year olds? This is our first.
Dave Grohl trivia.
Every week brings some different type of trivia, and then eventually we'll find the trivia that works.
Dave Grohl
ones
trivia.
That we all get right.
Let's play Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
Me and Charlie were good last week. We got a few of them right.
I got it.
You barely won.
What country do French fries originate?
America.
United States.
Yeah, I'd say probably United States.
They're freedom fries.
Freedom fries.
Belgium.
Oh. Of course.
Fuck Belgium.
Hey, whoa.
Easy. We have Belgian listeners, and now you just
every
last one of them.
I have easy trivia questions that we could play if
we're
you
gonna
guys
need
want.
That. You're going to need, like, less.
Don't tell mom the babysitter's dead.
Oh, my
this is your
God.
Dumb,
fucking,
man.
Oh, man.
You guys.
Waffles were no joke. The Belgian waffles.
Right on top of that rose.
The beaver is the national emblem of what country?
Right on top of that rose.
Canadian beaver.
Yep.
What are you doing over there, Celine Dion? Listen, your heart will go on.
I know beaver.
That's the name of the show. Canadian beaver.
What is the name of Batman's butler?
Alfred.
Alfred, yeah.
The average human body contains how many pints of blood?
Eight.
Eight.
It's nine.
Is it nine?
Yeah.
Nine. I was going to say nine.
Sure you were.
You weren't even paying
attention.
Writing
down the episode. I can't do two things at once, guys. I'm sorry.
In which city is Jim Morrison buried?
Oh. London. No, San Francisco.
I'm from London.
He was born in Melbourne. I'm
from
London.
You know, my kids have been running around with that dog doing the I'm from London dog thing.
Did he?
Oh, my son was... He came into my room the other day.
Joe, you missed this fucking
I'm the dog from London.
Was it Triumph?
Hello, Joe.
That thing's awful.
What hello.
Is it made of like foreskin? What the
dude,
hell is
it,
that?
It was a Cracker Barrel. Dude, it was $5, dude. It reminded me of Triumph.
That's a take.
And now it's the London dog.
Why doesn't he have a fucking cigar in his mouth?
Why? Because last week I did the accent.
Could you tell? Right. I'm from London.
Where's Jim Morrison buried?
So now that's all
Where's Jim Morrison buried?
Yeah.
So we can all know.
London.
Paris,
France. France.
HG is the chemical symbol of what element?
Human growth hormone.
Like the periodic table, man.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
Not hydrogen.
No.
Not sodium.
Mercury.
Oh, there you go. That's what I was going to say.
Here's an easy one. Which movie features the song Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead?
Wizard of Oz.
That's Wizard of Oz.
Look at this. We're answering questions like this dog
right,
loves.
Let the dog answer. Let the dog answer, Charlie.
Take a picture of that.
Take a screenshot of that. In Fahrenheit, at what temperature does water freeze?
32.
Yeah,
it's 32.
Mm-hmm.
See, if you do smart questions, I'm good.
The Statue of Liberty was given to the U.S. by what country?
France.
Along with the crepes. French crepes.
Why am I watching this dog on video and he's not even talking? Tell us
hello.
Again.
Do the I'm from London. Like he had video. You just hello. You have stage fright?
No, I had to get a picture.
God, look at these. None of us can do two things at once in here. You know that, Colleen, right? Can you tell?
All right, we're going to just do two more and then we're going to be done.
Two more.
Since it's President's Day, who was the U.S. president during World War I?
Donald fucking Trump.
Oh, World War One
and his hot rod and fucking Air Force One, whatever the fuck that car is.
Was it Eisenhower?
Dwight D. Eisenhower.
Did everybody answer?
I think that's right.
Woodrow Wilson.
Woodrow.
God, Woodrow. How would you not know Woodrow? After the conversation we had earlier, Woodrow doesn't come up.
All right,
that
last
could
one.
Be his name, no. Yeah, that could
you guys
be
better get this one.
My voodoo, Woodrow?
No.
No?
Little Cuba is the nickname of what U.S. city?
Miami.
Havana.
Welcome to Miami. Yes, that's it. All right, I'm going to have to come up with a mix of hard and easy ones for you next time.
We could get like a trivia pursuit like game. Like a
listen,
a
I have
just,
that
like,
game at the bar, and it those questions are no joke, really hard. Nobody will ever get them.
You didn't let him finish. Trivial Pursuit for teens.
But for teens?
But don't they have like where you have like
that's
four
not gonna make it
choices
easier.
Where you can choose from? Right.
Yeah, good point.
Okay, we'll work on it.
Because then we could just like pick shit, and it'd be kind of funny.
Dingle Tits McGeyser.
Oh my lord, is that a name that somebody suggested?
Yeah, well,
it's like Mick
fairness.
Geyser and Dingle, anything, but. And Mick Tits. That's, none of that's going to happen. I'm not calling my video Mick Dingle Geyser Tits. It's just not happening.
Well, of course not, because that's not what it was. It's Dingle
I want
Tits
a good, McGeyser. I want a real good, funny name for him.
We'll find something.
It's important.
We got the crew working on it here. See what comes up.
It doesn't sound like it's working very well. All three of you guys are on your phones now.
Well, so
please, this is what I do every episode. Don't act like it's new.
It's gonna take a while. Listen, it's gonna take a while for people to respond to that because right. They're used to us posting on Wednesdays, not Mondays.
That is true.
Thanks, Joe. Dick.
So what? Yeah. Okay. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. My returned.
Why do we even do it? We have no energy today.
Negativity.
I know. I'm so
we're
like
full
of
energy. I'm ready.
The zoo took it all out of me.
I started off with energy. Joe,
we're full
you
of
now
brisket.
Have energy.
Yeah, now I do.
Now you have energy.
We're full of brisket and anger.
Yeah, exactly.
I ate so much brisket. It's so good.
Yeah, there's a lot of brisket gone.
Wow, I'm impressed.
On the break, they're stuffing brisket in baggies and putting it in their pockets and shit.
Yes, I saw that.
It's fucking ridiculous. Listen, I'm like, that's fucking show brisket. Yeah. It stays.
Because
the
we know
show brisket stays where the show is recorded.
Jesus. That's
Scott's
a rule.
For hosting.
It's an unwritten book of the road.
Book of the road.
Fuck yeah, it is.
Oh, man.
I remember when we went off that weird little rabbit hole about kids and their habits?
Yeah.
That was odd. We did that, though.
I like how we're talking about what we did in the podcast on the same podcast that we're doing.
Remember that one time? Remember that one time Scott talked about jerking off in his fucking green sheets?
Stop calling
like
the lead.
Like five times.
Hey, any shout outs this week?
Hey, who's our top contributors?
Shout out to my green sheets.
I don't know. Joe, you know who the top contributors are?
Fuck no. That would mean
Lillian
me, like,
and Ashley
attention.
Have been posting a lot
said,
of awesome memes
an,
lately.
An event yet for the thing next week?
Yeah, I did that too.
Nice, dude. He's our event guy now because he's done it twice now, so he knows how to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, listen, you killed it with that. Lillian Hurley
awesome.
Welch, thank
she
you.
She always appreciates
you. Ashley Costello, thank you so much. Brad Zeller.
Yeah,
Brad's always on there.
Yep.
Shauna Thomas, shout out to Shauna, who had a birthday this past week.
She did. Happy birthday,
Shauna.
Quite the little adventures.
I didn't know our birthdays are a day apart.
And Narnar is number five. He cannot make brisket. He don't know how to make brisket for shit.
Oh,
we need to bump him down a little bit.
Yeah, bump him down to 30.
No, actually, you and Shauna are birthday neighbors, and next year I told her you guys should go get your fucking feet done or whatever.
She told me that. She sent me a message.
I told her, you should be doing that.
I would totally. That's what I should have done for my birthday.
You should have
pedicure.
I should have went and got a pedicure and come home.
Let's go.
That's seriously what I should have done.
Can we go? Night. For real?
Yeah.
Saturday morning.
I'll legit spend the money on that.
I can't go
But I can't spend any more money.
Sunday morning.
Sunday morning might be a thing.
Sunday morning might be a thing.
How about Sunday morning feet and then brunch at Bricks and really just gay it on?
It's Sunday morning, and I think you're going to have a hard time finding a place
think
open
I can
doing
do
nails.
That.
The only place that's open is the one right here by Publix.
No, Sunday? No, I sent you guys something for Sunday.
Did you?
Yeah, you guys don't have to go, but it's Silas's birthday party Sunday in Rockland.
Oh, God.
At a park.
This Sunday?
I don't have kids.
Why did you send it this late?
I mean, Andre usually it's her party because you know I have the
kids
that Thursday,
you're right.
And it's hers and she's doing it, and I just like it's me. I'm gonna be probably like the only person from our side.
I got you.
So it'll be all like her and
okay. Let me try to figure something out.
So I'm just trying to get some troops.
I won't have the kids, but if you guys want to go down there, I'll go home and hang in. Drink a couple beers.
That's all it is. I'm just
Hey,
go support my boy and
of course
have some beer.
Your friends, the Re-Up Podcast. The old Burn It Down.
Kenny
and
them.
They got their 1 year anniversary at 3 Point Bowling in Orlando.
You're going to go, right?
Yeah, it's this Friday.
That's awesome.
This Friday from 7 to 12 a.m. 3 Point Bowling. It's 7470 Hoffner Ave, Orlando.
Hell
Florida.
Yeah, man. That's awesome.
So I'm going to go hang out
with
them.
They're all awesome people, man.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's a blast.
Yeah, I'm going to have a blast. It'll be a good
Heck
time.
Yeah, man.
So shout out to the Re-Up Podcast. I look forward to it, guys.
That's this weekend.
Congrats
on Friday
night.
Man.
Yeah, a year.
It's 1 year, man. Time flies, man.
Going hard.
And they're killing it, man. My favorite thing is all their memes.
Hey, listen.
Post.
They're the fucking...
They're hilarious.
They are the Cypress Hill of podcasting. Fucking, do they have such a fucking good time,
they
man.
Do. They go hard,
they do.
Man.
They have
it's
blast.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
They don't have a Scott, so it makes it easier.
It's true.
No
it's
rabbit holes.
That's true.
No jerk off.
I can't even argue that.
All right, that's it, man.
We done?
So, Bricks, 26th.
Yep.
Yeah, please show
100%. It's out there. It's an actual
trying to read the list here.
Just come and hang out.
Yeah,
Aaron Gordon got robbed.
Who?
Aaron Gordon got robbed.
What does that mean?
Dunk contest.
Commissioner Gordon?
Why don't you guys act like you know something about basketball?
Because we don't.
Christ. Nobody gives a fuck about basketball.
We live
watch,
in Florida. There's the magic.
You, I'm
going
to send you a basketball clip before every
Magic fans are such snowflakes when it comes to that. You got robbed. Fucking
got
deal
robbed.
With it.
Everybody says it.
Yeah,
deal already, with it.
I'm already past it.
Yeah. What else?
Can't wait for baseball season.
We got a new
go
studio.
Red Sox.
We do got a new That's studio right. next month. We'll have a new studio, and you guys will be helping.
Yeah, and we're going to have a party there. We're going to have a celebration there and invite a bunch of people.
It's
kind of
going to be one of those type of houses that can be like a entertaining.
We're getting down.
Yes, it's beautiful.
No more going out. We are to hang.
Couldn't happen at a better point in my life.
Got a pool. Like
I'm ready.
Like we can have like pool parties on the weekend.
Yeah. Will you wear thongs?
I got my bikini top.
Oh, you do?
I already got it.
Oh, Daisy's in a tube top, screaming from the top of her lungs. This all ends tonight. Daddy's on the floor, he's screaming for more. I'm saying you're gonna be alright. Daisy's in a tube top, screaming from the top.
Dude, that was awesome.